Up to $200 million of operational investments were wiped from the continent following the closure of prominent startups in 2023. From over 1,400 cities and 140 countries, we bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ruth Adong. For more, follow us on Twitter at the K Financial News, and you can find me at Ruth Adong. Your main story is brought to you by BK Capital, Rwanda's investment powerhouse. Elevate your franc investments with the Aguka Unit Trust Fund, offering impressive returns of up to 10.4%. Dive deeper into the world of this and more opportunities at www.bkcapital.rw. What is the potential of the meat processing industry and what are some of the barriers to its growth? We speak to Colin Mayanja, CEO of Rancher's Finest, on what it takes to break into the regional meat market.
The exporting of meat products comes with strict and stringent protocols. The fact that we've been able to export means we are meeting these stringent protocols. The challenge we have with the export market is we do not at the moment produce enough products, meat products, to satisfy the export market has an insatiable demand, and so we have to balance the two. We have demand locally for our products, our sausages, our prime beef, all our meat products. The export market right now is taking between 5 to 20 tons, and that, if we were to supply the demand, if we are to fulfill the demand, we would need in excess of 150 tons, and that's on a monthly basis. So we see that as a growing market. Our plans, obviously, are to work with more stakeholders in the value chain, and this will, of course, like I said, create more employment opportunities, because it means we work with more farmers and ensure that as a country, we are growing the demand for our product. Ugandan beef, in particular, in what we've seen in Kinshasa and in South Sudan, is on high demand because of the taste and the quality. And that is what we've been emphasizing in our processes, to ensure that we maintain that quality, and we're able to continue exporting to those markets. With the various stakeholders, including government, if we have a deliberate strategy to grow the quantum in terms of the farmers involved in ranching, to increase the number of feedlots. Feedlots are the farms where the cattle are fattened. Okay, they're fattened, and in order to be able to produce, first of all, the right weight and the right quality required for the export market. So as a country, if there's a deliberate strategy to grow that value chain, definitely we can meet the demand in the region. There's really no reason why, for instance, in the DRC, they should be importing products from as far as Australia, which they do at the moment. And the reason they do that is because as a region, we are not meeting the capacity required.
And a quick look at the markets. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. On the Rwanda Securities Exchange, today's trading session recorded a turnover of Rwanda francs, 36 million worth of bonds traded in one deal on the fixed income market, while the equities market remained quiet. At the end of the former trading hours on the MTN Rwanda counter, there were outstanding offers of 843,000 shares between 170 and 175 Rwanda francs, but there were no bids. On the bonds market, there were no outstanding bids and no outstanding offer. Stanbic Bank announced a profit tax of 412 billion Uganda shillings for the period ended December 2023, presenting a 15.2% growth from 357 billion Uganda shillings earned in the previous year. Andrew Ko, the Stanbic Bank Uganda CEO, said that given the prevalent high interest rates in 2023, the bank had to devise innovative approaches, as had been done over the last 4 years, to ease the burden of borrowing on clients, especially smallholder farmers, women-owned businesses, civil servants, and government of Uganda, which enabled them to access credit under friendly and flexible terms. And a quick trip around Africa, the Bank of Ghana kept its benchmark policy rate unchanged at 29% during its March 2024 meeting, in line with market expectations following a 100 basis points cut in January. Policymakers said the latest inflation forecast suggests a slightly elevated profile from the possible upward revision in transport fares, adjustment in utility tariffs, higher ex-pump prices, and some pass-through of exchange rate depreciation. Overall, risks to inflation are slightly on the upside and will require close monitoring. Ghana's annual consumer inflation eased slightly to 23.2% in February of 2024, compared with 23.5% in January, but remained well above the central bank's target band of 6 to 10%. As for domestic economic development, economic growth in 2023 exceeded expectations at 2.9%, compared with a target of 2.3%. On the other hand, the trade balance in 2023 recorded a surplus of $2.6 billion, 7.9% lower than the surplus in 2022, driven by lower crude oil and cocoa exports. Kenya trailed Nigeria and South Africa in the number of venture capital deals last year. This is according to an industry report amid a turbulent time characterized by high capital flight. The Venture Capital in Africa report by the African Private Equity and Venture Capital Association indicates Kenya accounted for 14% of the total deals in 2023, as the continent recorded a decline in funding for startups, with the inclusion of venture debt. Venture inflows to Africa last year clocked $4.5 billion across 603 deals. Nigeria retained its position at the forefront for the third consecutive year, accounting for 19% of venture capital deal volume. This enduring prominence underscores Nigeria's vital role in Africa's Silicon Savannah, alongside South Africa's 18%, Kenya's 14%, Egypt's 11%, Africa's Big Four, which once again emerge as the primary destinations for venture capital. Coming in fifth place, Morocco has gradually emerged as a significant player in venture capital ecosystem, with 24 deals with a collective value of $17 million taking place in the country during the year. A funding drought, however, forced several early-stage companies to either significantly downscale operations or shut completely. Some of the notable startups that shut during the year include Kenyan logistics platform Sendy, South African transit data provider Worries by Transport, and Nigeria's genomics startup 54Gene. In total, just shy of 20 African tech startups formally announced their closure in 2023, erasing a combined $200 million of operational investments. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of the K Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website. That's thekfinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at the K Financial. And you can find me at Pritha Dong.